the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday to you, America. No big surprise here on this Hunter Biden pardon that dropped late last night. Wow. We've got a lot to talk about today, folks. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving and Turkey Day. So we've got the whole team back with us, and we're going to have a lot of fun during the program. By the way, if you would like to join the conversation today, if you want to be a part of the show, write down our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. So look, let's talk about this this pardon that happened late last night. And a lot of people are really shocked by this. A lot of people are somewhat horrified, including a lot of Democrats. And I think whatever kind of conservative Democrat there might be left in the country, or maybe even a liberal Democrat. I'm not talking about the radical progressives. I'm talking about the old school liberal Democrats. I think everybody's horrified by what Joe Biden did here. Now, the reality is very clear. Hunter Biden and the Biden crime syndicate did some pretty horrible things. Now, I want you to understand the media is focusing on the gun charge and the tax evasion. Folks, this pardon has nothing to do with the gun charge or the tax evasion. This pardon has everything to do with whatever happened in Ukraine with the Burisma deal. And we know that because Joe Biden issued a full and unconditional pardon for all crimes committed or Hunter may have committed, and that's another key phrase, may have committed, between January 1st, 2014 and today. That's a huge, huge story, and I'm not sure the mainstream media is going to get that. I don't think they're really understanding what's going on here. So we're gonna take you through this and where I think all of this is leading to. I would not be surprised if sometime between now and Inauguration Day, Joe Biden calls it a day. As a matter of fact, there have been some inclination that he might do it. But instead, Biden fled the country, and he's heading to Africa. Now, there's been a lot of conversation over the past couple of days, and since you and I last got together, we now know that President Trump has named Kash Patel as his nominee to head the FBI. This is a brilliant move on the president's part, because Kash Patel is willing to go in there and blow things up, and he should. As a matter of fact, Kash Patel is of the opinion that we ought to be releasing all of these private documents, that we need to release all the information concerning Jeffrey Epstein. And I completely agree with that. I think we need to put it all out there. But the reality is that the FBI has become really a state police force, and that's not what the FBI was intended to be. As a matter of fact, you've got an MSNBC host of all people talking about the incredible power of the FBI. Cut five, please.
I got to emphasize this to our viewers because a lot of people don't really understand everything the FBI does. The FBI director wields incredible power in the United States. And for anyone who doesn't believe that, go read a biography of J. Edgar Hoover. Now, we don't live in the Hoover days anymore, but the FBI still, they have people who can break into your home and plant a bug and you'll never know about it. And they can get secret warrants, national security warrants to do that, and no one will ever find out. They can obtain the records of news media phone calls and will never hear about it, assuming a Justice Department set of guidelines on that is overturned. So this is an incredibly powerful job.
So, again, that should terrify you, that at this very moment, somewhere in your house, and if you're a Republican, if you're a pro-lifer, maybe you own a gun, you're a law-abiding gun owner, there's a good chance that the FBI could have snuck into your home while you were away at church on Sunday, and they could have planted some sort of a listening device. If you live in the Richmond, Virginia area, for our WRVA listeners, there's a very good chance that when you do they still use the confessionals? I don't. I'm a Baptist. We have a high tolerance level for sin. But the Catholics, you know, they got to go to the confession, and do they still have the confessional booths? Well, if they do, there's a good chance your confessional booth could be bugged. And we know that because the FBI was targeting Roman Catholic parishes across the nation, including in Richmond, Virginia. They were trying to recruit priests to spy on their parishioners. What does that tell you about the FBI? This is the same FBI, by the way, that's been targeting moms and dads, surveilling their homes. And these moms and dads, their crime, according to the FBI, was raising a concern at a school board meeting about the kinds of materials that their kids were being exposed to in the classroom. A lot of it perverted pornography. We have seen reports of the FBI targeting pro-lifers in these pre-dawn guns-drawn raids. And by the way, this is the same FBI. And we're talking about Hunter Biden here for a moment. This is the same FBI that raided Barron Trump's bedroom, a teenage boy. They rifled through Melania Trump's unmentionables at Mar-a-Lago in her bedroom. You know what the FBI hasn't done? They've never raided Hunter Biden's home. This guy is a crackhead. This guy has been doing unmentionable things with whores. This is a very bad man who may or may not have left his own cocaine at the White House. And yet sidewalk Sallys, not whores, sidewalk Sallys. Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, this is a bad guy, but he gets a pass from the FBI. Do you see this? They're raiding the bedroom of a teenage boy whose father happens to be Donald J. Trump. Meanwhile, the FBI turns a blind eye. His home has never been raided. His unmentionables have never been rifled through. Thank God. I wouldn't even wish that on the FBI. These are very bad people we're talking about here. And I am telling you, based on what we have just seen happen, it is imperative that the U.S. Senate confirm Kash Patel as the next FBI director. Now, the left is out there saying, well, it's a 10-year appointment, and he still has 3 more years unless he resigns or he gets fired. Well, guess what President Trump is going to do on day one? Take a wild guess, America. Take a wild guess, MSDNC. What do you think Donald Trump is going to do day one? Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, Chris Ray. You're out of here. You're fired. That's what's going to happen. I'm just telling you that this is what's going to happen. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of concern, a lot of angst right now in Hollywood and in Washington, D.C. about Kash Patel going in and blowing up the FBI. I'm telling you, that's what has to happen. And let me explain why we've got to do that. A few days before Thanksgiving, the Biden administration ordered a 75-year-old pro-life Catholic grandmother to report to prison. Can you understand the evil that is in this administration? Paulette Harlow was prosecuted by the Biden Justice Department because she prayed and sang Christian songs outside of an abortion clinic, a 75-year-old woman. She was found guilty, and she was sentenced to 2 years in federal prison, a 75-year-old pro-life Catholic grandmother. This woman is going to prison. And by the way, she's not the only one. There are other elderly people that were sentenced to, and I'm not even getting to the J6 people. All right. I want to just in your minds, can you wrap your head around what's going on here? That Joe Biden is throwing elderly grandmothers, Christian women, into prison. Meanwhile, his son is snorting cocaine off the belly of a sidewalk Sally. And he gets away scot-free. Period. But I've got to talk about this. This is the elephant in the room here. What are these House Republicans doing? What have they been doing? For 2 years, they've controlled the House of Representatives. For 2 years, they've had the ability to do something about Hunter Biden and all these other criminals, these miscreants, these Christian haters in the Biden administration. For 2 years. And all they did, ladies and gentlemen, all they did was hold hearings, squander our money and get on the TV cable channels talking about, well, we're going to bring people to justice. Heads are going to roll. You're not going to believe what's going to. It never happened. It never happened. And now Hunter Biden got away with it. The Republicans could have done something about this, but the Republicans in the House of Representatives did diddly and they did squat. Put together, diddly squat. They did nothing. Nothing at all. And I don't know how many times I've brought this to your attention on this radio program, urging you to call your elected leaders and light a fire under their blessed assurance. Because, ladies and gentlemen, because of the Republicans and their fecklessness and their inability to follow through with anything, Hunter Biden gets off scot-free. Now, again, I want to go back to this one thing, that this is not about giving Hunter Biden cover for the gun charge or for the taxes. This has to do with protecting Joe Biden. And there's a reason why it happened today or last night. There's a reason why. Something's about to go down. Something's about to come out that is going to blow this thing up, and there's not a thing anybody can do about it because Joe Biden just pardoned his son. And I suspect it will not be the last pardon that's handed down. Full and unconditional. Retroactive, dating back to January 1, 2014. I know about you, but now I want to know exactly what crimes did Hunter Biden commit on behalf of his father and the Biden crime syndicate. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I think needs to happen. Cash Patel needs to go in there, and he needs to blow up the FBI. They need to tear down the building. They need to fire everybody in there. And I know there are some good rank-and-file people, and that's great. They can get their jobs back. But this institution is rotten to the core. They are now functioning. The FBI is now functioning like the Soviet-style police in East Germany, and they are out of control, and we've got to do something about it. So now you understand, I hope you understand, why President Trump has to rain down hellfire and brimstone on the FBI and the Justice Department. We've got to get Cash Patel in there, we got to get Pam Bondi in there, and they have got to unleash it on the FBI. All right, we're going to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Congressman Ralph Norman about this, representing the 5th Congressional District in South Carolina. Also, the executive director of a group in Alabama. A crazy story, but the gays are targeting the baby Jesus in Alabama. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, hang on tight because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher, and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999 to my friends at Priority Gold. With over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, we'll send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you gotta act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now.
Let me go back to the first question of the briefing. I know you said not a lot's changed since yesterday and that it's a personal matter, but from a presidential perspective, is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No.
Well,
I just said no. I just answered. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. That was KJP in July of last year. And here's KJP just a few moments ago on Air Force One, Cut 11.
You have said repeatedly yourself since the election, the president has said for months, no pardon was coming. I wanted to ask you, could those statements now be seen as lies from the American people? Is there really a credibility issue here given now this announcement?
First of all, one of the things that the president always believes is to be truthful to the American people. That is something that he always truly believes. And if you see the end of his, I assume that you've read his statement, and you look at the end of that statement, and he actually says that in the first line in the last paragraph, and respects the thinking and how the American people will actually see this in his decision making. And I would encourage everyone to read in full the president's statement. I think he lays out his thought process. He lays out how he came to this decision. He came to this decision this weekend. So let's be very clear about that. He says it himself. It's in his voice. He said he came to this decision this weekend. And he said he wrestled with this. And because he believes in the justice system. But he also believes that the war politics infected the process and led to a miscarriage of justice.
All right, that's a load of hooey right there. And the woman's a liar. And Joe Biden is a liar. But if we're going to talk about justice and the rule of law, can we talk about the J6 prisoners, the hundreds of J6 prisoners who are still languishing in a D.C. gulag, and they have yet to have due process? They have yet to go to trial, and many of them are being held without bond in the D.C. jail for years. Where's justice for those people? You've got murderers that are being set free in places like Memphis, Tennessee, released on their own recognizance. Meanwhile, you've got American patriots who are languishing in a D.C. jail right now, and they have yet to see a courtroom. If you want to talk about justice, let's have that conversation. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Joe in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
My question is, with all this pardoning, does President Trump have the power and ability to be able to pardon, like, the J6 people and these poor grandmas that are having to go to jail for something they didn't even do? Does he have the power to pardon those people?
He does have the power. As a matter of fact, Joe, Trump issued a response last night and suggested just that as far as the J6 people. But I have no doubt that the president could come in on day one and immediately pardon all of these pro-lifers that have been locked up because of Joe Biden.
Well, that's what I was hoping, because it's definitely injustice and their system is broken. So I was hoping that he would be able to do something about that.
Joe, what about the FBI? Do you think that we need to dismantle and destroy the FBI?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. They've got way too much power at their hands right now, and something definitely needs to be done about that.
Joe, I appreciate that call. You know, I was watching some video over the weekend on social media, and a lot of citizens, by the way, are waking up to what the FBI is really up to. They're knocking on people's doors and they're saying, well, we saw that you wrote something on Facebook, and we wanted to know, what did you mean by the fact that Hunter Biden is a crackhead who snorts cocaine off the bellies of sidewalk alleys? What did you mean by that? And now a lot of folks are filming. And let me explain here, folks. The FBI comes knocking at your door. You don't say a word. Don't even say good afternoon. Don't offer him some iced tea. No, you can't do that. You immediately call your attorney, but don't you talk to the FBI. You can't trust them, folks. You just cannot trust the FBI. And that's why I say we've got to dismantle and destroy it. All right, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is excited to announce their Christmas extravaganza is finally here. Get this season's flannel sheets for as low as $59.98. They won't last long, so get them while you can. Their famous My Slippers, those haven't been on sale for over a year. Normally $119, but for a limited time, only $59.98. And their six-piece towel sets are back in stock with extremely limited quantities, only $29.98. With hundreds of MyPillow products, there's something for everyone on your Christmas list. From bath bathrobes, duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-839-8506 and be sure to use promo code STARNS to save on all MyPillow products. That's promo code STARNS. Flannel sheets for as low as $59.98 or the six-piece towel sets for just $29.98, but that's not all. They're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2025. Plus, all orders $75 or more ship absolutely free. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So very happy to have you with us. And again, hope you and your family had a terrific Thanksgiving. Anybody do the Black Friday sales? You know, a lot of people, back when I was a kid, that was a big deal, getting up and going out there, you know, for the big Black Friday sales. The whole family would go. And then it became, you know, like, I don't know, a war. It was like open warfare in the early 2000s. But I'm curious now if that's still a big thing, if people are still going and fighting over the, you know, the toys and the, you know, 24-pack toilet paper. Interesting. I was driving by a couple of malls, and they weren't packed, which is the point of all of that. I just found that to be very interesting. All right. Want to go back to this pardon, and I thought Scott Jennings over at CNN really, really nailed it here. Take a listen to Cut 8.
Listen, you guys can spend all day long trying to spin this, that this is Donald Trump's fault, that this is somehow caused by Donald Trump. Oh, he's appointing the wrong people. Oh, he did it. Oh, this is the worst possible thing a president could possibly do to his party and to the country, to sit for a year and say, I will not do this. I will not do this. The rule of law is sacred. We have to respect the justice system. Juries, we have to respect juries. We have to respect the guardrails and the norms of our democracy. These people are liars. Inflation is transitory. Afghanistan, it's a success. The border is secure. Robert Hur is a liar. The videos are cheap fakes. Biden has a cold. He'll never drop out. Oh, I'll never pardon Hunter. It's all a lie. It is all a grift. Every American, except the most partisan, brain-rotted people, are going to be outraged by this today. He is going to leave off. You think 38-39% job approval is bad? Just you wait. Just you wait. He's disgraced. Disgraced today. Outrageous.
It's true. And now you've got folks like Whoopi Goldberg over on The View saying, you can't say he lied. How dare you? Take a listen to Whoopi a few moments ago.
So the question is, will people understand? You know, listen, I get it. I mean, we got a convicted felon as president.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. It's hard for me to.
Wrong.
Yes. And I know that you know who's been asking, you know, are you going to pardon the January 6th folks? Actually, probably not. But I kind of feel like I look at the list of folks that you know who pardoned during the first term. He granted 237 acts of clemency, 143 pardons, and 94 commutations, including Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, Charles Kushner, Steve Bannon, George Papadopoulos, Albert Pirro, Ella Wang.
Everybody.
I forgot about Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Lil Wayne. So I it is a president's prerogative. Mm-hmm. You know, people can say, why are you doing that? But that's what presidents do every time. They do it every time they pardon somebody. So I'm not sure why the pearl clutching is happening now, except that that's what folks want to do. But it seems kind of foolish. You kind of knew he was going to do it, given all that's happened. But maybe I'm just kooky.
Oh, okay, I agree with that. Yes, I think you are kooky. By the way, President Trump issued a total of 144 pardons during his time in office. Barack Hussein Obama, over 1,700, ladies and gentlemen. Over 1,700. So to put things in perspective for you. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Chattanooga, Tennessee. Bob is on the line and wants to weigh in on Pam Bondi, the nominee for the Attorney General. Hi, Bob. What you got for us?
Hey, yeah, I was just wanting to, I'm good with all the nominees that Trump got except for her. And because she was the attorney general in Florida, right?
For two terms, yes, 8 years, I believe.
Yeah, and in Florida, she was hard on the Second Amendment down in Florida, and I have a feeling that's why they got rid of her. I don't really know what the reason was, but I wouldn't have picked her because in the state of Florida, you can always they got the craziest gun stuff going on. You can only pack guns when you're going fishing. And I've told them, what are you, scared of the fish? But any time outside of that, you can't protect your family or otherwise. I don't know. I mean, I called both of my senators in Tennessee, and I told them, I said, you need to ask Pam Bondi some really tough questions on that when she comes up there.
Now,
Congress.
Bob, there are a lot of concerns about Pam Bondi, who is a friend of mine, by the way. There are a lot of concerns about her position on guns, and specifically the red flag laws. Right after the Parkland, remember the Parkland school shooting? She supported the governor's decision to go after and to strengthen some of those red flag laws. I think there was a other issues there. The NRA issued Pam Bondi an A rating as far as her time as the attorney general there. She also defended the sale of guns to adults under the age of 21. So, yeah, there are some concerns here, Bob. Again, I don't believe that Pam Bondi is going to go off the reservation and say, we're going to take your guns away. Do you have that fear that she's going to step into that office and all of a sudden she's going to be, you know, we got to take away everybody's guns?
Well, I listened to her speeches, and they actually have her recorded that, you know, law enforcement can come in and say, well, this certain person, he's not.
Yeah, it's a red flag law. Yeah, red flag law.
Yeah, so I guess Florida is a red flag. To my understanding, Tennessee isn't a red flag law, right?
Well, I think the governor would like for that to happen. So far, that hasn't happened.
Well, I hope the Supreme Court in Tennessee keeps throwing it out.
All right.
Because here's the deal.
Yeah, real quick, Bob, real quick.
They had one instance in the state of Tennessee, and now Bill Lee wants to make Tennessee a red flag law. I feel like that ain't right.
Well, and that has to do with the transgender terrorist who shot up the Christian school in Nashville. Bob, got to run. Thanks for the call. Look, here's the deal, folks. The people that Donald Trump has nominated are the people that he wants in his administration for whatever reason. Do I think Pam Bondi is going to go up there and declare war on the Second Amendment? No, I do not. I don't. I disagree with red flag laws. All right. She supported a measure that raised the minimum age to purchase a rifle to 21. She also supported a ban on bump stocks. And she supported the red flag law. I got a problem with that. But again, the people that Trump is putting into these positions are not policymakers as much as they are disruptors. Their job is to go in there and do what Trump wants them to do, period. I mean, that's it. So, yeah, I hear your concerns, and they're valid concerns. But at the end of the day, Pam Bondi is going to do what Donald Trump wants her to do. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. There is a crazy story up at ToddStearns.com. This one is insane. A New Jersey town council has now banned the American flag from council meetings. The council president is a guy by the name of Nishteth Patel. Nish Patel is his name. And Mr. Patel is the president of the town council, and he says that citizens are no longer, when they're addressing the town council, they're no longer allowed to talk for 4 minutes. They're going to knock that down to 2 minutes. That's all you get, 2 minutes. And then you're not allowed to, I guess some of the citizens have been coming with little American flags they wave. Maybe you've seen them. And he said, you can't bring an American flag up to the podium. You can't bring a copy of the U.S. Constitution. They got some big problems in this town, Edison Township, New Jersey. And they're saying now you can't bring a copy of the Constitution. The Mr. Patel says the Constitution and the American flag are considered props, and props are now outlawed. One citizen objected to the new rules, and the council determined he was in violation of the order and told police to remove the guy from the council chamber because he had a copy of the U.S. Constitution. Come on. One resident, Marianne Hennessy, telling MyCentralJersey.com to consider the American flag and the Constitution a prop when someone raises it and as an insult to what the flag is, what the flag stands for, and what the country is. For you to consider the use of the American flag a prop is disgusting. Mr. Patel told the Edison Reporter that any props will be considered not conducive to good order, and as the president of the council, he gets to make the call. So there you have it. Edison, New Jersey, you're not allowed to bring a little American flag or the U.S. Constitution to your local town council meeting. Now, it just seems to me, folks, that there is a very simple solution here. This town's going to ban the flag? Okay, you got a couple of choices. Number one, the citizens need to rise up and remove all of these people from office because they're clearly communist. Number two, you give the town council an option. All right, fine. You don't want people bringing the Constitution in? You don't want the American flag? Okay, no worries there. We're going to take away every single tax dollar you've got. That's it. Good luck. Good luck paving your roads. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
I was doing over the weekend, I had to do some shopping, and I had a hankering for some shrimp. I don't know why. I'm just not a big turkey guy, and so turkey, it doesn't mean I'm not patriotic. The turkey's just, I don't know, turkey's turkey. I mean, it was a good turkey, but I'm just not a big fan of the bird. So anyway, I decided I wanted some shrimp. So I go down to the Whole Foods, and I sort of have a love-hate relationship with Whole Foods, but they actually have really good shrimp. So I wasn't even thinking about this, Dieter, but I walk into the Whole Foods, and of course I park where I normally do, and they have like a whole bay of electric cars. You can do the charging stations, and nobody there are more charging stations than there are electric cars in Memphis.
You're probably parked in the 8 EV spots that Pete Buttigieg was able to actually construct.
But it's really convenient. I mean, it's right there up front. And so,
that's criminal. That's criminal.
Well, it may be.
You should be ashamed.
But anyway, I'm not. So anyway, I wasn't even thinking. But as soon as I walked in, people started smiling and giving me thumbs up. Like, I'm walking,
Todd Starnes, Todd.
No, but Whole Foods, Foods, that's where the haters.
This isn't Kroger.
No, it's not Kroger. Ain't the Piggly Wiggly. So, when you walk in, the other reason is that for some reason, somebody stole the mini buggies, the mini shopping carts from Kroger. So you can't find them anymore. And they're all at Whole Foods. So I got the little mini buggy and I'm walking and you just walk right into the produce section. And people start smiling and giving me a thumbs up. And then I'm over in the shrimp area, the seafood area to get the shrimp. And the guy behind the counter says, dude, love the hat. And I'm like, wait, what? And I forgot that I was wearing my red MAGA hat.
Oh, so that's pretty brave of you in a Whole Foods.
I'm shocked. And so I'm like, well, thank you. Thanks a lot. And then another guy comes by and goes, dude, great hat.
In Whole Foods?
In Whole Foods.
Wow. So there is hope.
I'm telling you, there is a movement across America. That's what's going on. And I see more people now wearing MAGA hats here in, and Memphis is a pretty blue city.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, I think there are more Trump supporters than we know.
Did you get the shrimp?
Got the shrimp.
How was it?
Very tasty.
Wow. I was actually in Branson, and you were in the minority if you weren't wearing a Trump hat.
So you
everybody had a Trump hat.
So you went to Redneck Vegas, Branson, Missouri.
Turns out it is Redneck Vegas. I'd never been before.
So what were you just decided, you know what, I'm just going to go to Branson.
Go to God's country. Mm-hmm. That's a song. Wow. Yeah, so I went to Branson and
the whole family?
The whole family went to Sight and Sound Theaters, saw the Jesus Story. I think that's called the Christmas Story. I also went to a place.
What does that mean?
Where if you raised your hand, they threw rolls at you.
You went, wait, say that one more time.
If you raised your hand, even if it was an accident, say you were like waving the waiter over, they'd throw a roll at your face.
You were at Lambert's.
That's right.
Home of the Throwed Rolls.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, and you can't say throw me, it's throwed.
Throwed
me, yeah. It's a throwed roll.
Throwed. That was an experience.
Yeah.
You can't find that anywhere.
So did you catch a roll? Did they throw a roll at you?
Well, I'm gluten-free, so it was kind of awkward because I snuck in an actual gluten-free roll.
You can't do that.
And then I asked them to heat it, and they did.
Now, that's criminal.
I know. They gave me a side eye. I'm not going to lie.
You're gluten-free.
It's a personality trait. I'm sorry.
We got to work on it. We got to work on our HR policies.
So then they also walk around and give you free, just like fried okra. They walk by and they have these big metal troughs, and they're like, okra or cornbread or tater tot casserole. And you just hand them your plate, and they dump it on.
So you went to Sight and Sound Theater, which I understand are pretty spectacular.
Yes.
Was it a pretty, it lives up to the billing?
Don't go with children because it's family friendly, obviously, but if there's anything big or scary, like Satan came out of the sky at one point. No, Satan dropped, I don't know if this is literal, but right when Jesus was being born, you heard Mary, she's having contractions, you hear the baby cry, and then all of a sudden, from the top of the theater, there's this scary-looking Grim Reaper Satan guy. And he's coming down, and he has a sword right over the manger.
Jeez, hello. At and Sight
then,
and Sound?
And then Gabriel, the angel, does Pick a somersault. And he hits him with a knife or a sword. And the Satan angel flew out of the sky. Babies right. Crying everywhere.
Wow, I'd be yeah. Crying.
And then I went to the Dixie Stampede.
So I want to talk about the Dixie Stampede, which is it is a wonderful reenactment of the War of Northern Aggression, featuring fried chicken and all the fixins. Now, my question is, what side did you sit on?
I actually sat on the South because I knew that I was going to have to come back and see my boss.
You would have been fired. That is in the contract.
We had an option, and I said, we've got to sit on the South. Before I moved to Memphis, I would have said the North.
But you're originally
I'm a Yankee.
You're from Pennsylvania. Yeah. All right. Jeez, Alou. So how was the Stampede?
Do you want my honest answer or my PR answer?
No, well, I'll take the honest answer.
I was a little bit underwhelmed. I think had I been, well, let's just say 20 years younger, I would have enjoyed it.
Mm. Maybe did Satan come down out of the rooftop?
No, Dolly did.
Dolly did. Oh, God. Don't be talking bad about Dolly Parton now. All right. Yep. Wow. Sounds like you had a fun Thanksgiving. All right.
Good to be back.
Thanks, Ben Dieter. All right. Hang tight, everybody. Hour two of the big show coming up. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRite, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRite ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRite, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRite is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Texas, that's right. I love this American ride.
All right. You know, it was an insane weekend of college football. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us. And Dylan Dandridge, I know that you are a big football guy. And, of course, there was the Egg Bowl, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State. That was brutal. Wow. It's not Mississippi State's worst season ever. That was a one-win season, but it's pretty darn close.
Yeah, not great.
And the Memphis Tigers, props to you guys. Was it 10-2?
10-2 season, yeah.
Not bad.
They played on Thanksgiving.
They killed Tulane.
That's right.
But then Georgia Tech, 8 overtimes.
That was close to the record, wasn't it? Because that's the Texas A&M LSU overtime record.
Was it 9?
Yeah,
I think 9 overtimes. Yeah. I will say this: the Kirby Smart at the end of the game, and just that embrace with the Georgia Tech coach, mm-hmm. that was just raw emotion right there.
Yeah,
it was real. That you got to appreciate that.
You really do. This season has been absolutely insane.
And then you had the Antifa and BLM riot during the Michigan-Ohio State game. Jeez, hello.
I saw that live. They just kept the cameras rolling.
So, Ohio State was already gone. They were off the field. So, Michigan comes on, and they plant the flag, mm-hmm. the Michigan flag, right in the center of the field in the Buckeye.
Right.
And then Ohio State comes back. And I'm just going to say this. I don't know if I'm out of line here. But if they would have played the game with that much ferocity, they may have actually won.
That's a good point. Yeah, that was very interesting. A lot of teams are doing that now. Like when you win, you put the flag in the middle. That's very disrespectful.
Well, I mean, it happened like multiple times over the weekend.
It did.
Was it Florida, Florida State?
Yep,
you had Mike Norvell was just like ready to hit somebody. I'm going to slug somebody.
Their season has been so rough. I'm not surprised he almost gotten involved in that one.
It reminded me of the scene out of Anchorman where you had the Poseidon's Trident. You know, they were throwing it and like impaling people.
Yeah,
I mean it was ugly. And then they used pepper spray. Did you see that? The Ohio State Police, they went out there and they're like pepper spraying the football players.
That's because the fight started and stopped like 4 different times after the game.
It was unbelievable.
Didn't get them off the field.
And then there was hold on, where was this? Did you see, I think it was Texas A&M, but it may not have been. But you know how they have the male cheerleaders?
Yes.
And there's this one, and he's a big fella. Did you see, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And it's not that he was, I'm not questioning the guys, you know, whatever. It's a free country. You can live your life. Mm-hmm. You know, you can wave your pom-poms however you want to. But he is a big dude. He could have been a linebacker. And anyway, he was out there on the sidelines, and he was doing the jazz hands. Gary, go team, go team. And then the football player comes in, and he, like, blocks the football player.
Put him on the team, coach.
Get this guy some pads and send him into the game.
Probably would have won the game. It's unfortunate. Uses his talents.
It was unfortunate. Yeah, I mean, the kid, yeah, he should not be on the cheer squad. He needs to be in the game.
Those guys got to be strong. They literally lift the cheerleaders up in the air.
So can we talk about what happened, Dylan, with this the NFL game? And you have Trevor Lawrence. And who was the other guy? Aziz Al-Qaeda? Is that his name? No, I'm sorry. Al-Shahir. My apologies.
We're going to get booted off the air for that one.
CARE is going to come after us. The Council on American Islamic Relations. So, look, here's the rule in football. If you're the quarterback and you're keeping the ball and you decide to run, you know the quarterback's going to slide, right? I mean, that's so when he's starting to slide and you're getting ready to tackle the quarterback, you do everything humanly possible to avoid contact.
Yes.
Pretty much it. So yep. You're either jumping over or leaping over. You're trying your best to avoid, you know, the contact.
Yep.
So Trevor Lawrence was, he's a Christian, a devout Christian. He's also very open, very vocal, and pro-Israel. I know Dieter doesn't do the football. He's not a big football guy, but I want to bring Dieter into this conversation. So Aziz Al-Qaeda was actually wearing shoes and cleats that had messages about Allah and Palestine.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize you could do that.
In the NFL, yeah, of course.
So anyway, a lot of people are saying, so this is a horrible thing. So anyway, Aziz Al-Qaeda, instead of jumping over Trevor Lawrence, pretty much nearly decapitated poor Trevor Lawrence right there on the football field.
Yeah, pretty much the complete opposite. Like he put his elbow right into the face mask, planting like his head into the ground. Like super nasty hit.
So we've got some audio here. This is cut number 10.
A brutal hit from Aziz Al-Shahir.
It's everything you're not supposed to do. Everything. You'll see this in slow motion. And Aziz Al-Shahir does everything you're trying to prevent in this situation. It's reckless. It's disrespectful. There's an honor that you give to your opponent on the football field. And you respect him. And there's opportunities to be physical and give big hits and play this game in that manner. And there's other times when there's a respect that you grant to your opponent. And especially in the situation with Trevor Lawrence and that shoulder injury.
D'Amico Ryan's out there now saying to Aziz Al-Shahir, get to the sideline.
Get to the sideline so you can go up the tunnel and get off the field.
And the fights, they were fighting.
And you're going to see it again.
I mean, this is just everything. Shoulder, he's in the sliding posture.
There's a launch.
You raise the forearm. You go to the head and neck area. There's an opportunity to pull off.
And he didn't. I mean, and guys, it looked to me like Al-Qaeda there was trying to decapitate Trevor Lawrence right there on the football field.
Yeah. So is there punishments for it? Well, was he suspended the rest of the game? I mean, to me, I mean, that's violating, and you can even hear that in the announcers there. I mean, that's not even watching the playback. That's just watching it in real time. Pretty nasty. The video's insane.
Now, we understand from the New York Post that Aziz Al-Qaeda will be suspended as a result of, quite frankly, he needs to be kicked out for the rest of the season, right?
Yeah, if you watch him in any of their games, he's like an actual dirty player. Like he's done multiple dirty hits like this across many games across the season.
So anyway, we understand Lawrence is doing better, but I mean they said they were afraid he had some sort of a serious brain issue because of the convulsions and things of that nature that happened right after the the attack. But
I just wonder if the roles were reversed. And it was Al Jazeera that got his head trammed. I mean, you would have every group in America calling for that guy, the other NFL player, to be canceled. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's fair. I know the NFL's investigating. I wonder if Homeland Security needs to get involved here. I mean, people were talking on social media, they're calling it a terrorist attack.
Definitely a hate crime.
So here's, well, and that's, I'm wondering, did that have any play in this? I mean, because, again, Trevor Lawrence, a very outspoken evangelical Christian, pro-Israel, and then you have a guy that's literally wearing Free Palestine cleats, and he tries to decapitate the poor guy. Mm. It does make you wonder. But I want to throw something else out here, guys. You know, you're looking at, go back and look at the old school NFL guys before they had, you know, because pretty much they're wrapped in body armor. I mean, they're playing the game with body armor. You know, back in the day, I mean, you could have a broken arm and the coach was still putting you in the game. I just wonder if old school NFL football players from like the 70s and 80s and the 60s, we'll throw the 60s in, would be able to beat the living crap out of these modern day players.
I think so. Like, they were basically not wearing helmets. They had the leather on.
And they were smoking cigarettes on the sideline, you know, drinking a beer, drinking whiskey. And then they're going into the game. You know, these guys are drinking, you know, no disrespect to the matcha lovers, but, you know, they're drinking, you know, they're going to the juice bar.
Especially the Free Palace. I mean, those are a special type of breed of football players. Again, it seems to me, I feel like when people are watching these sports, do you care? Do you want to talk about the Israel-Hamas war when you're just watching a football game?
Or Taylor Swift, for that matter. Mm-hmm. Man, people hate the Kansas City Chiefs, don't they?
They do.
I mean, why? Because they're winning? Is that, or because the wins have been rather suspect?
They're winning and they're not that good of a team. Okay. That's just personal opinion, though.
Yeah, they've been lucking out.
Yeah.
A lot. All right, well, I'm curious, folks, because there are others out there saying, look, Trevor Lawrence kept the ball. It was like a split second. But I think it was, you know, again, if you're a professional athlete, you know what you're doing. And it was pretty, it looks pretty clear to me that Mr. Al-Qaeda there was trying to take this guy out. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, I got to give a shout out to our friends over at the Liberty Bowl. And, of course, the bowl games are going to be announced in a couple of weeks. But I got to give a shout-out to the Liberty Bowl. They put out a big press release. They're going to have a massive American flag on display during the football game itself. Pretty spectacular. And you got to appreciate the great patriotism of the folks that run the Liberty Bowl here in Memphis, Tennessee. That's going to be a great, great bowl game. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, I love it. I'm 83 years old, and it has helped me.
Everything was okay. I feel better. I just turned 90, so I'm doing real good.
I'm doing great. You know, some guys tell me, oh, that's psychological, man. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care what it is. It's working.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Well, this is interesting. Ben Dieter, if you're looking for that, if you have somebody in your family, they're hard to buy a gift for, I think I may have a solution here. This is coming from California. Hunter Biden's former landlord says that the president's son owes him over $300,000 in back rent. And look, I get it. It's the economy. You know, everybody's having a hard time paying their bills. I get that. So Hunter came up with an idea. He suggested that instead of paying, you know, cash, that Hunter would give him some of his artwork. You know, Hunter is, he's in the art business these days. He mm-hmm. does paintings. So anyway, this particular painting, according to the landlord, he said that Hunter Biden tried to pay back the $300,000 in back rent with a painting that was made from Hunter's own feces.
Pleasant.
So apparently Hunter went to Taco Bell, and a few hours later, there's the masterpiece. Splat. That's terrible.
It's disgusting. Have you seen his artwork? Not that one, I hope.
I hope you haven't. Is that? I hope that's not one of those scratch and sniff things. That would be terrible.
People are trying to eat right now. Wonder how much he charged for it.
Anyway, the owner, I don't know. The owner says that Hunter was a tenant in Venice, California, and did not pay rent for over a year. Interesting.
That's what you get the person on the naughty list. Forgo, cool. Just get that. What's worse, cool or Hunter Biden's poopy canvas?
Taking a dump in a stocking, Christmas stocking. That's terrible.
By the way, this audio, you can't really tell, because First Lady Jill Biden is like kissing children at some event in Washington right now.
Oh, it's the unveiling of the White House Christmas decorations.
Well, she is standing by her husband, and she says that this is actually a very good thing. This is just a dad's love. This is any dad out there. And I guess that's the question, is President Biden just acting like a good faith father? Because that's what Jill Biden, the doctor, just said moments ago.
You know, I want to open this up to the listeners, because this is a fair question. What would you do if that was your son? If you were the president of the United States and your son was a crackhead who was snorting cocaine from the belly of a sidewalk salad.
From a whale.
Would you hashtag Aquaman, would you pardon your son? I mean, if your son or daughter were, you know, involved in criminal activities and you had the power to pardon that individual, your child, would you do it? Did President, from a parental standpoint, did Joe Biden do the right thing or the wrong thing?
Here's my theory. He wouldn't have done this had he not have been absolutely stabbed in the back. This is his way of protecting his own, because I think in the president's mind, he expected he would have had four more years. So the legal process would have played out. It would have looked bad. But after you have Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and every other Democrat stabbing this guy in the back repeatedly, I mean, it was nasty. Think back a couple months ago. Thought, you know what? You're going to do that to me. I'm going to take my family and get out of Washington.
Or is it possible here that Biden's hand was forced? That Hunter said, you're going to do this, or I'm going to spill the beans. I mean, maybe I'm wondering if maybe that has something to do with it.
I respect a parent. You hear of these stories where they find out that their child has done something illegally, and instead of turning an eye, they turn those children, their kids, into law enforcement. I respect those people, because that's called deterrent. That is called tough parenting, so that they don't go ahead and continue doing it. It makes you wonder about this president and this family altogether. I mean, he's essentially saying, Hunter, there are no consequences to your behavior.
Let's go to Suzanne in Alabama. All right, Suzanne, did Biden do the right thing here by pardoning his son?
100% not.
Really?
No, because, you know, it's like the old adage, character counts. And what every good parent should hope for is that their children will exceed the level of excellence, to and witness for the gospel of Jesus Christ above what they or their parents or their grandparents have lived. Hunter will... he's not learning the lesson. But not only that, it's Joe Biden is putting he's putting the stamp on there, saying that there are no consequences for the way that we treat others.
Well, Suzanne, I see exactly where you're going with this. The other thing is, we keep mentioning that this is the child of the president. Hunter Biden is 54 years old, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's not like you can, you know, ground him and send him to his room. And if you haven't learned those lessons by the time you turn 54 years old, it does make you wonder, you know, maybe he does need to spend some time down at Rikers. I'm just saying. Suzanne, thank you.
You can paint at Rikers.
You can even use feces, all the feces you want, pal. All right, 901-260-5926. Did Joe Biden do the right thing by pardoning Hunter? We'll be right back.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room? My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right, let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. James listening to us on the mighty 990 KWAM. Hi, James. All right, did Joe do the right thing here?
No, I don't think so. I understand a loving father, and he wants to give Hunter the benefit, but he's enabling him. Parents do that all the time. He's enabling him, and the more he lets him do, the more he's going to do. And so regardless of his age, I've seen it, you've seen it, where parents enable their kids with no consequences, and he's going to do more things. He may not get caught. His dad's not going to be president again, but he's enabling him to do future things. Whether he gets caught or not, that remains to be seen, but I think the president has enabled his son to keep on doing corrupt things.
You know, it's a shame, James, because when you look at the history of the family, and you've got Ashley Biden's diary where she, you know, alleges that her own father engaged in inappropriate activity with her. This is a family, and you do have to wonder what was going on behind those closed doors.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, James, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, that's fine. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Kenny in Dyersburg, Tennessee. All right. Kenny, I understand you've got a theory on this pardon. I am all ears.
Yeah. You know, when – thanks for having me on, by the way. You know, when Biden's DOJ filed charges against Hunter on guns and income taxes, you know, the bells kind of rang in my ears. As why would that happen? Biden's DOJ is going after Biden's son. Something don't make sense here. Now it makes sense. Joe Biden could not pardon Hunter without any crimes. They had to give Hunter some crimes, some convictions for Joe to be able to pardon. And when Joe pardons him on those two, he goes ahead and makes it sweeping for, what, 10 years? So did Joe Biden do the right thing? Joe Biden came in on cue because sentencing is scheduled for later this month with Hunter. So,
well, not anymore. Not anymore. He is scot-free. And so, yeah, there's something else going on here, Kenny. We're going to find out because this White House is now leaking like a sieve. So a lot of people are very upset. You've got a lot of White House staffers, by the way, who are really butthurt. And the reason why is they're not even getting their going away photo with President Biden in the Oval Office. So they're really upset about that. So we're going to get to the bottom of all of this. I do like your theory, though, Kenny, and it could be. Kenny, got to run. Appreciate that call. 901-260-5926. You know, I mentioned Black Friday. I didn't see a lot of people out of the stores this weekend. I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend. His name is Art Alley. He is president and founder of the Timothy Plan. And we'll talk more about the Timothy Plan and their great work in just a moment. Art, hope you're doing well. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a wonderful Thanksgiving, my friend. But I'm thinking of moving further south. You know, we're here in Orlando, and it's cold here today.
You're moving to Cuba, Havana? How much further south?
Maybe St. Thomas, you know, somewhere like that.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice.
Cold weather and me don't agree.
You know, Art, before we get into Black Friday, you know, this news coming down that Joe Biden has pardoned his son, and the media is treating, you know, Hunter Biden like he's a kid. This guy's 54 years old.
You know, that was, I think, very predictable. And, you know, nobody really is going to probably ever know the full extent of this. But it sure looks like all he was doing is covering it all up. Joe Biden's the one ought to be in jail. You know, Hunter used that. I mean, bribery, China, Russia, it goes on and on and on. The criminal element is incredible. And what he did there is just try to wash the slate clean and keep it all quiet and put an end to it. And I suppose maybe he did. But at any rate, sooner or later, you know, whatever we do, there are consequences, whether it's here or whether it's after you breathe your last breath. So I don't mean to be preaching here, but man, those people did a lot of evil, evil stuff, criminal stuff. And I think it was more to protect Joe Biden than it was Hunter.
You see, I'm with you 1,000% there, Art. I think ultimately this is about protecting Joe Biden. I want to get your take on something that's been causing a bit of controversy. You know, President Trump announcing he is going to use tariffs really as a weapon to secure the border, to stop the illegals from coming across, to go after China. And there are a lot of folks out there in the economic world, in the business community, they're saying, oh, well, this is going to raise prices on goods at your local store. Well, what they don't tell you, Art, is that, yes, it will, unless those goods are made right here in America. And if you buy America, then you're going to be just fine.
Exactly, man. And, you know, Donald Trump, whatever else he is, and I wasn't a fan when he ran the first time, but, man, I am now. He is a master. You know, the art of the deal he has mastered. And he doesn't mess around with these people, and he will accomplish his goals. And if we have to live with tariffs, which I don't think it'll ever get there, because it sure costs them more than it's going to cost us, I think they're going to fall into line. But if we have to live with them, I don't know about you, Todd, I am very willing to live with tariffs to shut down all of this nonsense that's been going on. So I'm 100% in his camp. He knows what he's doing. These amateurs that are squealing and complaining, I'm not sure who they are and what they are, what stripe they've been painted with. But Donald Trump is a master, and he's going to get America back on track.
So, Art, today is something they call Cyber Monday, and yes. A lot of folks are going and buying Christmas presents, Christmas gifts online. And I can't think of a really better Christmas present than getting a loved one involved, getting them plugged into what you guys are doing at Timothy Plan. And, folks, the website, timothyplan.com. Again, timothyplan.com. Art, tell our listeners what you guys are doing at Timothy Plan and why it's so important.
Well, you know, we make it very practical because we do all the heavy lifting, Todd. Corporate America, in way too many cases, is funding a lot of evil, just like our corrupt government has been doing. But corporate America is funding a lot of evil, and the average person who invests any money, you know, they don't understand the investment. They go to an advisor. It's all kind of Greek to them, so to speak. And they don't realize that their money is being invested in companies that are operating absolutely contrary to their moral value system. They're funding abortion, involved in pornography, the LGBTQ++ agenda, anti-family entertainment. It goes on and on and on. And what we do at Timothy, we are just a family of mutual funds, just like all the rest, with one major exception. We refuse to own shares of companies that are pursuing an unholy agenda, period. No matter how good they look economically, we are not going to take the money God's entrusted to us and invest in companies trying to destroy us. It makes no sense. So we do the work. We do the research. Our money managers, who are all over the country, they can invest in any company they think is going to be good for our shareholders, unless it fails our basic moral biblical screens.
I love this. Now, Art, there are probably, you know, grandmas, grandpas, moms, dads listening, maybe some college, recent college grads. And I can't think of a better Christmas present than to maybe invest now. If you've got a grandchild, or maybe you've got a child, and now is the time to start investing so you can start, you know, growing money for, I don't know, college or whatever down the road.
Sure. Well, and the sooner the better, Todd, you're right on there. But the additional benefit we bring to the table, not only are they helping that child or grandchild or whoever they're giving this Christmas gift to, a gift that will last, they're doing it with a message. When they can, it just gives them an opportunity to discuss these things with their children. You know, we invested in the Timothy Plan, and here's why. And it just opens the door for a great discussion.
Now, I want to, again, give the website out, timothyplan.com. But, Art, you've also got a telephone number that folks can call as well. And why don't you share that?
We do. We do. Easy memory. It's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Tim Plan for Timothy Plan, or 800-846-7526. And folks, you will have a human being answer the phone, not a computer.
I love it.
And they will put you through to another human being who can answer all of your questions and make this whole process very simple if you want to pursue it.
What a great way of thinking about investments and Art. We always appreciate you guys, and we thank you for our longtime partnership. And folks, got to go right now to timothyplan.com. Art, have a great one.
Okay, my friend. Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Art Alley, the founder of and president of Timothy Plan. And for those of you who are investing, what a great opportunity. Timothy Plan will help you invest in companies that are not, you know, doing business with things that are contrary to your beliefs. I just think this is a wonderful way of investing. And just a reminder that God owns everything, everything. So, again, timothyplan.com, check that out. All right, we've got to take a quick break, going right to the phones, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, let's go right to the phone lines, 901-260-5926, Boston, Connor on the line. Hey, Connor, what's going on?
Todd, pleasure to be with you, and I hope you and the family had a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you, though, when it comes to what we saw yesterday with Hunter Biden, I think really most people in America are outraged by this, because what you're seeing right here is a president who is using his authority and abuse of power to pardon his guilty son. You know, in my opinion, and I have many lawyers in my family, I've asked them about this before, but you know, when it comes to this, this is obstruction of justice. And obstruction of justice is part of high crimes and misdemeanors. It's an impeachable offense. So where is Mike Johnson, and where are the other Republicans during all of this? I mean, I don't think really this should go away. I think really, like, this is something that Biden should be impeached for. I think they should ram it through. And I think he should leave office as an impeached president, because we cannot allow this to happen. It has been a lawless regime for 4 years. And quite frankly, I want to see many of the Biden administration officials brought to justice.
Yeah, you know, isn't it fascinating, Connor? And again, we've been through this over and over and over again. It's that the Republicans have had the opportunity to really deliver a blow to people like Joe Biden. They could have impeached the guy, and they chose not to. It's an unfortunate situation that could have been avoided had we had strong leadership in the House. And by strong, I don't even think Kevin McCarthy would have moved the needle on that. But the fact that Mike Johnson is not, that really bothers, that ought to bother all of us.
It should. And we need real men in the House and in the Senate. We need people who are going to roll up their sleeves, not afraid to get dirty, not afraid to scrap to get the job done. We don't need the establishment, you know, rhinos up there. We need people who are going to get the job done for the American people.
Well said, Connor. Good hearing from you, and it's a great point, and there is a double standard there. Let's go to Jackson, Tennessee. Dottie on the line. Hi, Dottie. What's going on?
Well, good afternoon. I thought I'd call you before the snowflakes start falling this afternoon, according to the National Weather Service in Memphis.
Wow, snowfall. That's, it's not like I-90 in Buffalo where they've got like, you know, 30 feet of snow.
I would hope not. I've been watching all those videos, and it is atrocious. Even some of the rollback record service trucks have been stuck in the snow. But anyway, I know the favorite subject is HB this morning, but I want to shift it over to Mexico and the tariffs. Already there's been, she stood down when President Trump said that he was going to exact tariffs on Mexico if they didn't stop these caravans. And I read online this morning that she had put a stop to two of them.
Yeah, look, I think these tariffs are, look, the tariffs are a great, great weapon in President Trump's arsenal, Dottie. And I think we need to see how all of this plays out. You know, we were talking to Art Alley about this just a few moments ago. If you're not buying American, then, yeah, you're going to feel a pinch in your pocketbook. You ought to be buying American. All of us ought to be buying American. It's really that simple.
Right. And so, like I said, even though she was pushing back on it, and I read about it, but I think she had a change of heart over the weekend. So I hope and pray that she continues to listen to President Trump. And by the way, I said I wasn't going to mention anything about HB, but during a conference, some reporter asked President Trump, what did he think about President Biden pardoning his son? He said, it's going to happen. And he said that a couple of months ago.
Well, so he's been on the record, though, and we'll play some of this montage in the next hour. You know, he's been on the record saying over and over again he was not going to issue a pardon against his son. And he lied. I mean, it really is that simple. He just lied. Dottie, I got to run. Thank you for calling in, though, and bundle up and head over to the grocery store. I have to imagine there will not be any milk or bread anywhere in Jackson, Tennessee at the first sight of a snowflake. By the way, Ben Dieter sent this intel over. Aziz Al-Qaeda has now apologized to Trevor Lawrence, but he also took time to call all of you Trevor Lawrence fans racist and Islamophobic. All right, how is it racist? I'm not understanding that, Dieter. I don't get that.
Because for these people, even though he didn't have his head bashed in, he's the victim. Imagine that. Imagine spinning that you're the victim in this. He is, apparently.
Yeah, that's the way it always is. Al-Qaeda calls fans Islamophobic. He says, to the rest of his teammates, I can definitely understand you having his back and defending him. And now this gets a little angry and accusatory. And frankly, it's Al-Qaeda in his feelings. To the rest of the people who I've been called every single name of the book, from reporters with their hands ready for a story to find their villain, to racist and Islamophobic fans and people, you don't know my heart nor my character, which I don't need to prove to any of you. Actually, we do know his heart and character because he's literally wearing it on his shoes. Dare I say he stepped in it. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. Hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break here. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Congressman Ralph Norman. Also, the gays are going after the baby Jesus. We're going to be talking to some folks down in Alabama. You're not going to believe what's going on down in Dixie. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 of The Big Show coming up next. Hey, PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Go check it out. Great wireless coverage. American-owned. Christian conservative, too.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Apparently, all of you Kamala Harris supporters out there, I think there are three in the audience. Wow. Okay, four. I forgot it. Jerry the Liberal in Milwaukee. Kamala Harris supporters are getting messages today on Cyber Monday that they need your financial help. It's true. This is according to Fox News, that people are getting they're getting messages saying that they need more cash. This is a campaign, ladies and gentlemen, that raised more than $1.5 billion. They ended up $20 million in the hole. And among the people out there who are just fighting mad over this are people like James Carville, who ran President Trump's or President Clinton's campaign back in the 1990s. And James Carville is just fighting mad over this. And he cannot believe how much money the Harris campaign actually spent. Why these woke progressives? We got to get rid of them. I tell you, we got rid of them, blankety blank, 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 folks. Horrible. He's really fired up about it. And he says that it's going, the amount of money and the amount of debt is going to destroy the Democrat Party. I'm good with that, actually. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend from the great state of South Carolina, Congressman Ralph Norman. Congressman, hope you and your family had a good Thanksgiving.
Well, we had a great one, Todd. Thank you. Hope y'all did.
It was good. Thank you. A little shocked. Well, some people were shocked last night. I'm not terribly surprised that Joe Biden pardoned Hunter. But a lot of people are wondering, Congressman, I'm one of them. Why haven't the House Republicans been able to move the needle on impeachment proceedings?
Well, it's a good question, and not only impeachment proceedings, but on lesser impeachment against Mayorkas, who lied under oath to say the border was closed. So Merrick Garland defied a subpoena. Why wasn't he brought to justice? It's just a pattern, and you have some Republicans, I hate to say it, that just would not go along with anything that holds these elected career bureaucrats accountable. And hopefully it's going to change with Trump, because it's a new day in D.C. and it has given people hope, but we've got to do something with it. And it doesn't surprise me what Joe Biden did for his son. It's just a pattern of career politicians showing there's no consequences for those who violate the law. And his son definitely did.
But Congressman, what really struck me was the timeline here. This goes all the way back to January 1, 2014. Why is that significant?
Well, it's significant because he's gotten by. I mean, the investigation started, and for whatever reason, you wonder why, but in December of, I think it was the 9th, 2020, that's when they started the investigation. They hit a plea deal in June of 23. No one knew what they were doing, but they were basically trying to give him immunity and keep him out of prison. In September, he was indicted on gun charges, three counts. The big one, though, that he's getting by with is the charge that the Judge Weiss leveled in 23 about nine tax-related charges against Hunter Biden for failing to pay $1.4 million in taxes. That ranged from 2016 to 2020. I mean, the list goes on and on. Would John Q. Public get by with any of this? No. And the fact that he was looking in any of the one charges, I know the three felony counts of lying about his drug use, you can't do that. That's alone 10 years, up to 10 years in prison if you in possession of a firearm. But he's gotten by all of his life, and apparently he's getting by with this. And Americans are sick of this. That's why I'm sick of, holding hearing after hearing if we're not going to do something with it. I think with Trump, it's a new day. But I mean, to get off with nine, he pleaded guilty, Todd. This is what, I mean, initially denied in 2020, but in September of this year, he pleaded guilty to the charges, nine charges of tax evasion.
So where does it all break down in the House? Because you guys have had control for 2 years. Who is ultimately responsible in the screw up here?
I wouldn't call it a screw up. It's just a miscarriage of justice. Now I will say,
That's worse.
It is. But you've got to remember that under the Biden administration, you didn't get any. You had to claw and fight for any information. Since he stonewalled getting any information, and Comer will acknowledge this. Jim Jordan would acknowledge the same thing. They just ignored it. Any request, the subpoenas, Merrick Garland, the attorney general, ignored it. Yet when Steve Bannon, they put him in prison for nothing near what the charge in Hunter Biden with, and things that he has admitted to, pleaded guilty to. So where's the breakdown? Politicians, judges, and a lot of it relies, they just didn't answer anything. I mean, they would just produce meaningless paperwork. And this is what the American people, this is why they voted the way they did. This is why they gave Donald Trump a complete endorsement. I mean, over, 312 electoral votes? That's astounding. But, you know, it's got to stop somewhere. But it doesn't surprise me. Joe Biden is nothing but a criminal. And he really is. He's guilty of so many different things, the most of which, in my opinion, is letting 15 million people in this country who are tearing this country apart at the seams with the killings, the rampages they're on. And, but yeah, he, you can't dismiss all this from not having been cognitively there, because he hasn't been, but he's been, I guess, cognizant enough to do all the things through executive orders, which are just tearing America apart.
I know it's frustrating to a lot of folks. You've got a Justice Department, an FBI that went after pro-lifers. You've got a 75-year-old Catholic grandmother who's been ordered to prison for 2 years for praying outside an abortion clinic. And I think the American people would have appreciated an effort by the Republicans in the House to try to defund the FBI, to try to stop the FBI from, you know, from having the money to do these kinds of things.
Well, the cancer in this country is the weaponization of every department. The FBI is included with this. Now, the good news and the hope, when you put a Kash Patel, who I know personally, he's spoken to our conservative group several times, he is going to dismantle and fire no telling how many. And if they won't quit voluntarily, he'll just conveniently cut their pay to a dollar and put them off in some remote location and let them twiddle their thumbs. But the people that President Trump's putting in positions of power, we haven't had really under the Obama, starting with the Obama administration, but particularly the last 4 years when you've had, you know, really crime after crime, weaponization. Take the January 6th guys they put in jail without a trial. If you and I get a traffic ticket, we at least get to hire a lawyer. They threw them in jail. Some have died. So it's this miscarriage of justice. And again, that's why the American people did what they did on November 5th. Mm.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. And we look forward to whatever the new year is going to bring. And I just hope that House Republican leadership is going to be able to deliver on President Trump's agenda. I think that's a mandate coming from the American people.
And it's we the people that are going to have to hold everybody accountable, because if we don't, we've got one shot at making this thing happen. But I'm optimistic that we will. We'll back Trump on what he's doing is right for the country, and we've got to have it.
All right. Congressman, thank you again. Folks, Congressman Ralph Norman from the 5th Congressional District there in South Carolina. All right. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, I'm going to say something here, and I expect to get a little blowback, and that's fine. But I got a big problem with the House Republicans, a big problem. We're dealing with men and women who are not serious about delivering on the America First agenda. And one of the big problems we've had post election day is that you had so many of these races that were not decided on election night, and every single one of those went to the Democrats, all of them. So now you have one of the smallest majorities that Republicans have had in years in the House. And it's going to be very difficult to get legislation moved through. And my concern here is you're going to have some of these moderate Republicans out there muck up the process. But beyond that, why have we not defunded any of these agencies? The Republicans control the purse strings. We could do that right now. We could have done that. We could have stopped the Justice Department from going after the pro-lifers, going after the Catholics, going after the Christians, going after the gun, the law-abiding gun owners. We could have stopped this, but the Republicans chose not to. And I know, and look, the Senate, we are going to have problems getting some of these nominees through. That's just the reality of it. We're going to have problems. The Republicans control everything, and you mark my words that we saw this happen during the first 2 years of the first Trump term in office. His greatest adversaries were not the Democrats. It was his own party. Do you think the Republicans have learned their lesson? Do you think that's happened? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you back with us. Again, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Folks, coming up tonight, 5 o'clock on Newsmax, so we're going to have a great show. Congressman Kevin Kiley from California, Southern California, joining us for the show. Want to remind you, Newsmax just filed to go public, and that is huge news. Forbes magazine now calling Newsmax a news powerhouse, and we are kicking CNN's butt in the ratings, and that is a great thing. You can get more information on Newsmax's planned IPO. You may even be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax. You can get that information at NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Again, NewsmaxInvest.com, and be sure to consult with your attorney or financial advisor. All right, we'll get to the phones eventually here, folks, but in the meantime, want to play some audio going back to the Democrats. And the Democrats have been saying over and over and over again, President Biden is never going to impeach or never going to pardon his son. Never going to happen. Cut number 9.
Is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No.
Well, is there?
I just said no. I just answered. Go ahead.
Will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes. I'm extremely proud of my son, Hunter. I'm not going to do anything. I said I abide by the jury decision. I will do that, and I will not pardon.
Does the president have any intention of pardoning him?
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
President Biden says that he's not going to pardon his son, Hunter. Is he going to ask Donald Trump to do that?
I don't have anything else to share about that. I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole on this. I've been very clear. The president's been very clear when we've been asked this question.
All right, there you go, folks. So the Democrats are in a tailspin, but you get to see them for who they are. They're nothing more than liars, absolute liars. All right, let's go to Mike in San Antonio. Hi, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hi there. I was wondering why Trump would pick cabinet appointees that dilute his majority. Let's say, for example, Mark Rubio. Instead of, for example, picking somebody like Murkowski to be, I don't know, the director of the Department of Redundancy Department or some kind of harmless role that gets a rhino out of there and allows him to get a
reliable Republican in place. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear you. And there have been some concerns. They were more so concerned in the House where they were counting heads. And, you know, they're losing Elise Stefanik, who is a rock solid, you know, conservative. You got Matt Gaetz, who quit. And there are a couple of others that may be jumping ship to join, you know, the administration. First of all, Murkowski would never be given. She would not be allowed to be, I don't know, a maid in the Trump White House. There's a lot of bad blood there. But I see your point, Mike. And I think the thinking is that DeSantis is going to appoint somebody who will be a conservative who will go along with the agenda. I mean, he may not, but the general thinking is that he will.
I understand, but Florida is not really a problem anyway. New York, however, is.
What do you mean by that?
Like Stefanik and people like that.
Oh, well, yes. And that you're right. That could be problematic. And, you know, that is going to cut into the Republican majority. It's going to be really tight. But, Mike, I got to tell you something. I think that if Trump had not been the nominee, I think it would have been a disaster. I think the Republicans would have lost the House and they would have lost the Senate. People are angry with the lack of leadership in the House, and that's why so many Republicans lost their seats. You know, it was a landslide for Trump, but this was a devastating election cycle for the Republicans in the House and the Senate.
Well, to your point, and what I've been saying to a lot of folks for years, is that Trump should dump the Republican Party and crank up his own party because he doesn't really have to rely very much on their funding, not like a Democrat would of the Democrat Party.
No, I hear you. Mike, let me ask you a question. I see where you're going with this. Is it fair to say, though, that that's exactly what Trump has done here? That because really, I mean, when you look at this administration, this is not a Republican administration. It's sort of a big tent administration.
Well, he needs to rebrand it because people see Republican and on either side of the aisle go, it's just another bunch of politicians. It's just another bunch of grifting on both sides of the aisle, kind of people who are interested only in perceived self-interest, not in looking out after the welfare of their constituents.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just not sure the Republicans have learned their lesson. And I think that was the message. If you go and look at the vote totals, people were walking in, they were voting for Donald Trump, and then they were walking out. They were not voting down ballot in a lot of these cases. And we know that because of the number. If everybody had voted a straight Republican ticket, there would be massive gains. And I think we would have probably 60 Republican votes in the Senate right now. Mike, it's a great thought, and I appreciate that call. All right, folks, got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. What do you think about Mike's idea? Just get rid of the Republican Party and start a brand new party. All right, President Trump just releasing a statement telling Hamas they better release all the hostages right now. And if they refuse, there will, quote, be all hell to pay. And the president-elect writing that in all caps. So, again, folks, this is reminiscent of Ronald Reagan dealing with the Iranians when they had the American hostages. And you know what happened? On Inauguration Day, all of those hostages were released. So let's see what happens here. But President Trump is playing hardball now with the Hamas terrorist. We have an interesting story up on our website, toddstearns.com, went viral over the weekend. The good church-going people of Prattville, Alabama, fear their beloved Christmas parade is about to be taken over by a bunch of LGBT activists. And folks, as a fellow Southerner, I can tell you that nobody in Alabama wants to see a bunch of drag queens in gay apparel doing unmentionable things to Santa's elves as they march down Main Street. So to help us figure out what's going on here, I want to bring on our next guest, a great American patriot. She is the executive director of Clean Up Alabama, Hannah Reese. Hannah, good to have you on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
All right. So first of all, let's just in a very brief nutshell, explain to our listeners, what do you mean by Clean Up Alabama? What is the mission of Clean Up Alabama?
Well, it started as a library effort for us about a year and a half ago. We had discovered that there was some really filthy materials in the public library in Prattville. And we started a local effort. We just kind of sounded the alarm here, and it turned into, you know, dozens and then more 50-plus people going to city council meetings, county commission meetings. And everybody was like, from all over the state, started calling me saying, can you help us? Can you help us? And then Clean Up Alabama was born out of that. So what started as libraries has turned into kind of just like any issue that we really feel like we need to speak up about, we will. And so we're here to clean it up and make sure mainly for children, protecting children in libraries and in different public spaces across the state.
So there's a local gay pride group called Prattville Pride, and they were granted permission to participate in this year's Christmas parade. And now, what I found interesting here is they're pretty upfront about what their intentions are here, Hannah. According to their social media platforms, they want to make the Prattville Christmas Parade merry and gay. What do you think they mean by that?
Yeah, I think that they mean exactly what you think. I mean, it's not gay like Kathy that, you know, used to be back in the day, but I think they intend to do similarly to they did on their summer event that they had locally over the summer. And I don't know if you've seen pictures from that, but they had men dressed like women dancing on the ground, children there. It was not family friendly, even though it was advertised as such. So that is our expectation for the parade. Would be our only assumption.
So I was reading some of the local coverage, the Alabama Political Reporter, and I get it. They have a little bit of a slant. I saw the op-ed written by the actual reporter. But the mayor, Bill Gillespie, I'm unclear. It was unclear whether or not he supports this or he opposes this.
I think it's intentional that he's not very clear. I think he's trying to placate to both sides, it seems like. I think he wants us to believe that everything's going to be safe and everything's going to be fine. And I think he wants them to think that they're, you know, we welcome all ideas in the parade and we're open to anything type thing. So I think he's trying to play both sides.
All right. So you guys, have you asked City Hall, hey, can you please not let the drag queens march in the parade?
Yes. We've had dozens, probably hundreds now, of emails go into the city council, to the mayor, to the Parks and Rec Department, calls. I know one guy, city councilor, said by noon he had 15 phone calls. So we have been sounding the alarm, and there are people planning to attend the council meeting tomorrow night.
Oh, so there's a meeting tomorrow night. What's going to happen at this meeting?
Well, I hope that they're going to pass a city ordinance saying that we can't have drag shows in public spaces. But right now, Todd, that's perfectly legal in Alabama. So I'm hoping at least to prevent that barrier by one of the city councilors to step up to make an ordinance prohibiting that in public spaces, but the likelihood is low.
Hannah, I am shocked by this. Alabama, I never thought you guys would be dealing with something like this in Alabama.
I don't think we did either.
Wow. So local folks have been posting messages on social media. They're very upset about all of this, and they're wanting City Hall to take action. And I just wonder if your local leaders there, do you have enough that are willing to stand up? Because you know they're going to get hold of you-know-what from the activist.
Yes, they are. I think there's a handful of conservatives on the city council, but sadly so far, I mean, a year and a half into the library issue, publicly, they've remained completely silent publicly. And privately, they've, you know, agreed with us, but they're unwilling to do so at an actual council meeting. They never respond to the public on either side, really. So they've just kind of remained publicly neutral. We have had many conversations over the last week with several of them saying that they are very disappointed as well and that they would like to see something done. But, of course, they're not offering up to do anything, even though we really don't even need a city ordinance, even though that's what I would prefer,
to prevent future problems, but the parade rules themselves forbid them from participating. It says that public views are not really welcome at the parade, and there's some other perimeters that should be in place to prevent it, but I don't see them standing up and when they show up to the parade telling them to go home. I find that hard to believe that they're going to do that.
So the other side, they're pretty vocal. They're saying, I want to read this quote and give you a chance to respond. Bigotry, hate, and intolerance oozes out of Cleanup Alabama. We never progress Alabama if we continue to be closed-minded and isolate different groups. Inclusion is for everyone. What do you say to that?
I would say it depends on what you mean by inclusion is for everyone. I mean, I think that everyone is welcome to come to the parade. Absolutely. Come to the parade, enjoy the festivities. But there are boundaries on what's appropriate in public spaces. And this is a Christmas parade to honor the birth of Christ. And although it's not a church parade, it is a city parade in the celebration of Christmas Christ Mass, right? And so it's supposed to be family friendly. And this is not a time for them to air out their sexual preferences, because that's what they're forcing us to do. Even the flags and the pride displays, even if there were no drag queens there, why are you forcing us to think about your sexual life? You know, let's just enjoy a Christmas parade. So, yes, they're absolutely welcome to come and participate, but we've got to draw the line here. You know, I don't think that the city would have allowed us to have, if a group of rebels wanted to join the parade, I doubt they would have been allowed. I get, you know, a group that called themselves Pride is a Sin or something like that. They would have not been allowed in the parade. And so the city seems to have taken a position on that, but we'll see.
Yeah, all I can tell you, I hear you on that. I just don't think people want to see Santa Claus twerking up on Frosty the Snowman. I just don't think that's appropriate. So look, here's the thing though, about they talk about inclusion. Hannah, I wonder how inclusive they would be if about three dozen churches decided they want to have, you know, anti-gay floats in the gay pride parade coming up in June. I wonder how inclusive they would be at that point.
I think that they would, again, call that hatred and bigotry. And
exactly.
Again, you know, that's obviously not what's going on here. We're just asking for appropriate boundaries for children and at family functions in our community. But, I mean, it's pretty simple and common sense, but they always have to make it about something that it's not. And
fair enough.
Why. Yeah.
All right. Well, Hannah, good luck tomorrow night. You got to keep us updated and let us know. And we want to pass along any kind of updates, you know, after the meeting Tuesday. But this is just unacceptable. And again, this is not the gay rights groups wanting to celebrate the reason for this season. They want to become the reason for this season. That's what they want to do. They want to take over the parade and turn it gay.
It seems so. And you know, we drove along there.
All right. Good stuff. Hannah Reese, okay. Everybody, from the group called Clean Up Alabama. She is the executive director. Again, this is happening in Prattville, Alabama. Folks, I never in a million years would have thought something like this could happen in, of all places, Alabama. But here we are. So what do you think here? Should the gay pride group be kicked out of the Christmas parade? Their intention is very clear. They say they want to make the parade gay. Whatever that means. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I remember years ago, I was back home in Memphis for Christmas, and we have family that live across the state line in Mississippi. And a very nice community, beautiful, beautiful area. And they had a Christmas parade, and it was the local Christmas parade, and the marching bands and the high school, and they had they had floats. I remember the local sanitation department had they had one of their trucks, and it had a message spreading Christmas cheer. And then there was the Methodist Church, and they had a beautiful nativity scene. And they had the little children there, precious little children dressed like angels and sheep. And you had Mary and Joseph, and you had the baby Jesus. And then coming up right behind him, you had a dance troupe from inner city Memphis that was doing the whip and nay nay right there in front of the baby Jesus on the Methodist Church float. That's not right, America. We'll be right back.
tell you, I went to Bevel State Community College for about a year in Alabama, and let me tell you something. I was in welding, and none of those guys would have accepted a drag parade. I'm going to tell you that right now. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, that's Mark from Florida. And Bent Eater, I have to imagine that the welding community there in Alabama would not be, I don't see them going to the drag bars.
No. Or being in shop class. I think that's what he's referring to. I remember welding during shop class. That was tough.
That would, well, you don't want to get your feather boa like sucked into something, right? I mean, that could be, that's dangerous.
I don't know. They seem to know their way around metal. And that's all I'll say. I'll leave it there.
Oh, wow. They're very open and honest about their intention here. And it's not about celebrating the birth of Christ. You know, they want it kind of like the gay Christmas tree at the library up in Gallatin, Tennessee. We talked about it last week. You know, these are people that want to use Christmas to make a political point.
Mm-hmm. Similar to the gay Nutcracker. I was talking about that on the morning show, and someone said they have them in Kroger. Kroger, what are you doing?
Is that like on the adult aisle?
No, it's in the nut aisle.
So wait. They have a gay Nutcracker. I don't want to know what a gay Nutcracker is.
It's a device that cracks nuts.
For gay people?
It's rainbow colored, and let's just say,
jeez. Come on.
It's very popular, apparently. It's a black Nutcracker, and it's gay. And the only reason I know that is because it's wearing the rainbow flag.
They don't even have that at Whole Foods.
I know.
And I would expect that at Whole Foods.
I know. 'Tis the season.
I walked by this one section. The one problem I have with the Whole Foods is it's sort of weird. I mean, the aisles are not delineated like they should be. And one minute, I'm in the pasta aisle, and the next, I smell of patchouli oil.
Oh, yeah. I can't get over the fact that you were shopping at a Whole Foods, not just any week, you guys. It was Thanksgiving week, the week where you gorge yourself. You were not in Kroger. You weren't at the Piccadilly or wherever you go and get your snacks.
The Piccadilly is a great restaurant, by the way. No, I was wearing a MAGA hat in the Whole Foods.
Wow.
I was kind of like,
I'm shocked you weren't tarred and feathered.
It was sort of like doing mission work. Maybe I should have, I could give a testimony at church next Sunday. You know, so-and-so got back from Uganda, and these group got back from Japan, and Todd went to Whole Foods.
You were short of being persecuted.
Well, nobody gave me a frown. Everybody was giving me the thumbs up, and they were like, man, we love your hat.
See, I heard some of your show earlier, and you said you drove past the malls. You sound like Ebenezer Scrooge, Todd, not going in these malls, not going into these Tanger outlets. What is wrong with you?
I don't want to get shot.
I went, and they were filled. People were out there. I think they're excited about the Trump economy, and they know good things are happening. And they showed up with their wallets wide open.
No, I'm talking about at midnight, though. Remember, you used to have fist fights. You know, grandmas used to get into it. It was sort of like, you know, I don't know, rednecks gone wild.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends on where you live. Because I was reading a story. They say Black Friday deals, and it looks like Cyber Monday, which is today, gearing up to break all records.
Can we talk about Cyber Monday? Because we have a store, and the Todd Stern store, and you should go and check it out. We have lots of great stuff for you to get, and we've got great ball caps, the whole nine yards.
And we're working on some stuff.
And we are working on some stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're trying to up our swag.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Maybe you should open it up to our listeners. Maybe some of those great seamstresses that listen to your show can help. You know, we can't get those Gilead t-shirts. They've got to be the good stuff, the good quality.
A Yeti? I want a Todd Stern's Yeti.
Oh.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I don't know. Are they a woke company?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
They'd pick you up.
All right. Yeah, I think they would. All right. We're going to work on that. I love that. Hey, let's go to Keith in North Carolina real quick. Keith has some thoughts on President Trump starting a new party. Hey, Keith, what you got for us?
Well, good afternoon, Todd. Thank you for taking my call. I was going to respond to Mike, and he wanted to possibly have Trump split off. But I was part of the Reform Party movement, and there's no doubt in my mind that we got Bill Clinton elected. And because some people,
they are going to vote Republican or they're going to vote Democrat, and that's just the way they are. A lot of them will go with Trump, but it could cost us an election, so I recommend against that.
So, Keith, you will remember that Bill Clinton did not even get the popular vote. I mean, it was, you know, thanks to Ross Perot. And if Ross Perot would have stuck with it, you know, he stepped out of the race, then he stepped back in. If he would have stayed with it, I think that George H.W. Bush probably would have won.
Well, it is what it is.
It is indeed.
I say it's a really bad idea, Todd.
Well, Keith, thank you very much for calling in and appreciate that. I mean, going back to that day, you know, it was really fascinating. Ross Perot was kind of like the Donald Trump of his time. And if he hadn't imploded, he kind of went bonkers crazy.
That was before my time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
I always think it's like Bob Ross you're talking about, and then I have to get on Google and realize those are two separate people.
I'm Ross Perot. I'm a wealthy man from Texas. He was a short little fellow, too.
Wow.
But he would have... George H.W., he lost that election because he said, read my lips, no new taxes, and then he raised taxes. That's never a good thing. I'm just saying. All right, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, folks, we're going to do a deep dive into what happened with Hunter Biden. Congressman Kevin Kiley, a member of House Judiciary, is going to join us. Also, we're going to be talking to another person, another group involved in this big Christmas parade controversy in Alabama. That's going to be a lot of fun. So that's 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax, the Todd Starnes Show. In the meantime, head over to my website, toddstarnes.com. We have a lot of great stories for you to check out. Also, be sure to download our podcast and newsletter. You're spending a lot of money online. Guess what? Those two things, free of charge, courtesy of us. Folks, get out there. Have a great day. Be good, America.